Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the second book of the Bible this morning, book of Exodus. I'm going to pray. We're going to be reading then Exodus 29 through 32. I'll be pausing for some devotional thoughts, making some applicational thoughts at the end, and then praying once again. And I encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. And I pray as we read some things here at the end of Exodus, a lot of details going on here that I don't fully understand. We're so far removed from. Help us to understand it. Help me to know what I'm supposed to do with it today to honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Exodus 29. This is what you were to do to consecrate them, talking about the priest, so that they may serve me as priests. Take a young bull and two rams without defect. And from the finest wheat flour, make round loaves without yeast, thick loaves without yeast, and with olive oil mixed in, and thin loaves without yeast and brushed with olive oil. Put them in a basket and present them along with the bull and the two rams. Then bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the tent of meeting and wash them with water. Take the garments and dress Aaron with the tunic, the robe of the ephod itself, and the breastpiece. Fasten the ephod on him by its skillfully woven waistband. Put the turban on his head and attach the sacred emblem to the turban. Take the anointing oil and anoint him by pouring it on his head. Bring his sons and dress them in tunics and fasten caps on them. Then tie sashes on Aaron and his sons. The priesthood is there by a lasting ordinance. Then you shall ordain Aaron and his sons. Bring the bull to the front of the tent of meeting, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on its head. Slaughter it in the Lord's presence at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Take some of the bull's blood and put it on the horns of the altar with your finger and pour out the rest of it at the base of the altar. Then take all the fat on the internal organs, the long lobe of the liver, and both kidneys with the fat on them, and burn them on the altar. But burn the bull's flesh and its hide and its intestines outside the camp. It is a sin offering. Take one of the rams, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on its head. Slaughter it, and take the blood, and splash it against the sides of the altar. Cut the ram into pieces, and wash the internal organs and the legs, putting them with the head and the other pieces. Then burn the entire ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to the Lord, a pleasing aroma, a food offering presented to the Lord. All right, let me just pause there for a moment, because if you're not used to reading things like this, and typically we just kind of skip over these kinds of readings, this is basically the consecration of the priest. And these are just some details that God said, this is the way I want you to do it. And if you do things the way I want you to do them, to me, it will be a pleasing aroma. Despite maybe the rancid aroma of all of this blood and the animals that they are burning, God says, when you do what I ask you to do, it's pleasing to me. Verse 19, take the other ram, and Aaron and his son shall lay their hands on its head. Slaughter it, take some of its blood, and put it on the lobes of the right ears of Aaron and his sons, on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of the right feet. Then splash blood against the sides of the altar. And take some blood from the altar and some of the anointing oil and sprinkle on it Aaron and his garments and his sons and their garments. Then he and his sons and their garments will be consecrated. Take from this ram on the fat tail, the fat on the internal organs, the long lobe of the liver, both kidneys with the fat on them, and the right thigh. This is the ram for the ordination. From the basket of bread made without yeast, which is before the Lord, take one round loaf, one thick loaf with olive oil mixed in, and one thin loaf. Put all these in the hands of Aaron and his sons, and have them wave them before the Lord as a wave offering. Then take them from their hands and burn them on the altar along with the burnt offering for a pleasing aroma to the Lord, a food offering presented to the Lord. After you take the breast of the ram for Aaron's ordination, wave it before the Lord as a wave offering, and it will be your share. Consecrate those parts on the ordination ram that belong to Aaron and his sons, the breast that was waved and the thigh that was presented. This is always to be the perpetual share from the Israelites for Aaron and his sons. It is the contribution the Israelites are to make to the Lord for their fellowship offerings. Aaron's sacred garments will belong to his descendants so that they can be anointed and ordained in them. The son who succeeds him as priest and comes to the tent of meeting to minister in the holy place is to wear them 7 days. Take the ram for the ordination and cook the meat in a sacred place. At the entrance to the tent of meeting, Aaron and his sons are to eat the meat of the ram and the bread that is in the basket. They are to eat these offerings by which atonement was made for their ordination and consecration, but no one else may eat them because they are sacred. And if any of the meat of the ordination ram or any bread is left over till morning, burn it up. It must not be eaten because it is sacred. Do for Aaron and his sons everything I've commanded you, taking 7 days to ordain them. Sacrifice a bull each day as a sin offering to make atonement. Purify the altar by making atonement for it and anoint it to consecrate it. For 7 days, make atonement for the altar and consecrate it. Then the altar will be most holy, and whatever touches it will be holy. This is what you were to offer on the altar regularly each day. 2 lambs, a year old. Offer one in the morning and the other at twilight. With the first ram, offer a tenth of an ephah of the finest flour mixed with 1/4 hin of oil from pressed olives and 1/4 hin of wine as a drink offering. Sacrifice the other lamb at twilight with the same grain offering and its drink offering as in the morning, a pleasing aroma, a food offering presented to the Lord. For the generations to come, this burnt offering is to be made regularly at the entrance of the tent of meeting before the Lord. There I will meet you and speak to you. There also I will meet with the Israelites, and the place will be consecrated by my glory. So I will consecrate the tent of meeting and the altar, and will consecrate Aaron and his sons to serve me as priests. Then I will dwell among the Israelites and be their God. They will know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them out of Egypt, so that I might dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. All right, so that's the end of chapter 29. Again, just a lot of detail here as it relates to the priest, their consecration, their garments, the sacrifices. And God is making this distinctive between his people, Israel, and himself. Chapter 30. Make an altar of acacia wood for burning incense. It is to be square, 1 cubit long and 1 cubit wide and 2 cubits high. Its horns of 1 piece with it. Overlay the top and all the sides and the horns with pure gold and make the gold molding around it. Make 2 gold rings for the altar below the molding, 2 on each of the opposite sides to hold the poles used to carry it. Make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. Put the altar in front of the curtain that shields the Ark of the Covenant Law, before the atonement cover that is over the tablets of the Covenant Law, where I will meet with you. Aaron must burn fragrant incense on the altar every morning when he tends the lamps. He must burn incense again when he lights the lamps at twilight, so incense will burn regularly before the Lord for the generations to come. Do not offer on this altar any other incense or any burnt offering or grain offering, and do not pour a drink offering on it. Once a year, Aaron shall make atonement on its horns. This annual atonement must be made with the blood of the atoning sin offering for the generation to come. It is most holy to the Lord. Then the Lord said to Moses, when you take a census of the Israelites to count them, each one must pay the Lord a ransom for his life at the time he is counted. Then no plague will come on them when you number them. Each one who crosses over to those already counted is to give 1/2 shekel, according to the sanctuary shekel, which weighs 20 gerahs. This 1/2 shekel is an offering to the Lord. All who cross over, those 20 years old or more, are to give an offering to the Lord. The rich are not to give more than 1/2 shekel, and the poor are not to give less, when you make the offering to the Lord to atone for your lives. Receive the atonement money from the Israelites, and use it for the service of the tent of meeting. It will be a memorial for the Israelites before the Lord, making atonement for your lives. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a bronze basin with its bronze stand for washing. Place it between the tent of meeting and the altar and put water in it. Aaron and his sons are to wash their hands and feet with water from it. Whenever they enter the tent of meeting, they shall wash with water so that they will not die. Also, when they approach the altar to minister by presenting a food offering to the Lord, they shall wash their hands and feet so that they will not die. This is to be a lasting ordinance for Aaron and his descendants for the generations to come. Now, does he mean that if you don't wash your hands, like just physically, you're going to get a disease and die because you're not washing your hands? No. He's saying, this is what I'm asking you to do. And if you don't do it, you could die. I may kill you for not obeying me. It's that serious to God about obedience. And in those days, this is the way he got started with his people, to say, you need to obey me. And these are the consequences for it. If you don't, verse 22. Then the Lord said to Moses, take the following fine spices, 500 shekels of liquid myrrh, 1/2 as much, that is 250 shekels, of fragrant cinnamon, 250 shekels of fragrant calamus, 500 shekels of cassia, all according to the sanctuary shekel, and 1 hin of olive oil. Make these into a sacred anointing oil, a fragrant blend, the work of a perfumer. It will be the sacred anointing oil. Then use it to anoint the tent of meeting, the Ark of the Covenant Law, the table and all its articles, the lampstand and its accessories, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the basin with its stand. You shall consecrate them so that they will be most holy, and whatever touches them will be holy. Anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them so they may serve me as priests. Say to the Israelites, this is to be my sacred anointing oil for generations to come. Do not pour it on anyone else's body and do not make any other oil using the same formula. It is sacred, and you are to consider it sacred. Whoever makes perfume like it and puts it on anyone other than a priest must be cut off from their people. Then the Lord said to Moses, take fragrant spices, gum, resin, ancha, and galbanum, and pure frankincense, all in equal amounts, and make a fragrant blend of incense, the work of a perfumer. It is to be salted and pure and sacred. Grind some of it to powder and place it in front of the Ark of the Covenant Law in the Tent of Meeting where I will meet with you. It shall be most holy to you. Do not make any incense with this formula for yourselves. Consider it holy to the Lord. Whoever makes incense like it to enjoy its fragrance must be cut off from their people. All right, that's the end of chapter 30. Now, I'm not explaining or taking the time to prepare all the explanations for all of these measurements or spices and all of these concoctions that Jesus is talking about or God's talking about here. Certainly, you can do your own study if those interest you. But just be aware that God is giving some very specific details for how he wants his people to worship him. That's the key thing here. Now, let's move on to chapter 31. Then the Lord said to Moses, see, I have chosen Bezaleel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of crafts. Moreover, I have appointed Aholiab, son of Amahask, of the tribe of Dan, to help him. Also, I have given ability to all the skilled workers to make everything I have commanded you. The tent of meeting, the Ark of the Covenant Law with the atonement cover on it, and all the other furnishings of the tent, the table and its articles, the pure gold lampstand and all its accessories, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering and all its utensils, the basin with its stand, and also the woven garments, both the sacred garments for Aaron the priest and the garments for his sons when they serve as priests, and the anointing oil and fragrant incense for the holy place. They are to make them just as I commanded you. So he's saying, listen, I've told you I want you to make all of this for my tabernacle, for the place I will dwell. And I have, through my spirit, put in different people the abilities to make all of these things. Verse 12. Then the Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, you must observe my Sabbaths. This will be a sign between me and you for generations to come, so you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy. Observe the Sabbath because it is holy to you. Anyone who desecrates it is to be put to death. Those who do any work on that day must be cut off from their people. For 6 days work is to be done, but the seventh day is a day of Sabbath rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day is to be put to death. The Israelites are to observe the Sabbath, celebrating it for the generations to come as a lasting covenant. It will be a sign between me and the Israelites forever, for in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. When the Lord finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave him the two tablets of the covenant law, the tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of God. Wow. So this is all kind of going back to the giving of the Ten Commandments and God giving his laws to Moses. He's talking about the Sabbath here at the end of chapter 31. And again, very serious about that, God, and showing his holiness. And it's very interesting at the end of chapter 18, the tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of God makes it so personal. God writing his commandments for his people. Chapter 32. When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. Aaron answered them, take off the gold earrings that your wives, your sons, and your daughters are wearing and bring them to me. So all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron. He took what they handed him and made it into an idol cast in the shape of a calf, fashioning it with a tool. Then they said, these are your gods, Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt. Man, it seems like there's more backstory here, but we're not given a whole lot. Aaron didn't go through a whole lot of thought process here. Moses has been gone for quite a while. What's happened to him? We need somebody to lead us. We need some gods to worship. And he makes this calf. It's incredible when you think about it. Verse 5, when Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of the calf and announced, tomorrow there will be a festival to the Lord. Okay, so he's still saying this is going to be about the true God. So the next day, the people rose early and sacrificed burnt offerings and presented fellowship offerings. Afterward, they sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. Then the Lord said to Moses, go down because your people, whom you brought up out of Egypt, have become corrupt. They have been quick to turn away from what I commanded them and have made themselves an idol cast in the shape of a calf. They have bowed down to it and sacrificed to it and have said, these are your gods, Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt. I have seen these people, the Lord said to Moses, and they are a stiff-necked people. Now leave me alone so that my anger may burn against them and I may destroy them, that I will make you into a great nation. Wow. God's saying, they're sinning. Let me wipe them out and I'll start with you, Moses, instead of Abraham. But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. Lord, he said, why should your anger burn against your people, whom you brought up out of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say it was with evil intent that he brought them out, to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce anger, relent, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you swore by your own self, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land I promised them, and it will be their inheritance forever. Then the Lord relented and did not bring on his people the disaster he had threatened. Moses turned and went down the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant law in his hands. They were inscribed on both sides, front and back. I should pause there for a moment to say, isn't that incredible? God allows Moses, who we find out later is the most humble man on earth, to speak to him in this way, and seemingly to have God change his mind for what he said he wanted to do. It's very interesting. Okay, verse 16. The tablets were the work of God. The writing was the writing of God, engraved on the tablets. When Joshua heard the noise of the people shouting, he said to Moses, there is sound of war in the camp. Moses replied, it's not the sound of victory. It's the sound of defeat. Not the sound of defeat. It's the sound of singing that I hear. When Moses approached the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, his anger burned, and he threw the tablets out of his hands, breaking them to pieces at the foot of the mountain. And he took the calf the people had made and burned it in the fire. Then he ground it to powder, scattering it on the water, and made the Israelites drink it. He said to Aaron, what did these people do to you that you led them in such great sin? Do not be angry, my lord, Aaron answered. You know how prone these people are to evil. They said to me, make us gods who will go before us. And for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. So I told them, whoever has any gold jewelry, take it off. Then they gave me the gold and I threw it in the fire and out came this calf. I mean, wow. Okay, verse 25. Moses saw that the people were running wild and that Aaron had let them get out of control and so become a laughingstock to their enemies. So he stood at the entrance of the camp and said, whoever's for the Lord, come to me. And all the Levites rallied to him. Then he said to them, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Each man strap a sword to his side. Go back and forth through the camp from one end to the other, each killing his brother and friend and neighbor. The Levites did as Moses commanded, and that day about 3,000 of the people died. Then Moses said, you have been set apart to the Lord today, for you were against your own sons and brothers, and he has blessed you this day. The next day Moses said to the people, you have committed a great sin, but now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin. So Moses went back to the Lord and said, oh, what a great sin these people have committed. They have made themselves gods of gold. But now please forgive their sin. But if not, then blot me out of the book you have written. The Lord replied to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. Now go lead the people to the place I spoke of, and my angel will go before you. However, when the time comes for me to punish, I will punish them for their sin. And the Lord struck the people with a plague because of what they did with the calf Aaron had made. That's the end of chapter 32, and that's the end of our reading. Wow. There is a lot here. Now, again, we began with a lot of details about priest's robe and the tabernacle and things like that. But certainly here with the giving of the Ten Commandments, the law, the golden calf, I mean, that just sticks in my mind here. A couple things come to my attention. First, the holiness of God. God as creator is holy, perfect. He calls his people to him and ask them to simply obey him and they will receive his blessing. But if they disobey, first of all, they deserve death. We all deserve death for sin. By God's grace and mercy, most of us do not receive that death immediately for that sin. But back then, they could very well die. They all deserve to die. Moses reaches out and asks God for forgiveness. He says, I will forgive them if they repent. Now, but there's consequences for sin, right? 3,000 people had to die because of those sins. And he then sends a plague on them because of those sins. So what do we take away from this? What do I take away from this? I think as a pastor, I'm not Moses, not Aaron, but I am a pastor. I am a representative of God to shepherd people. Holiness has to start with me, not perfection. I sin, and there are consequences for my sin, but I want to follow him wholeheartedly. I want to obey his word. I want to plead for his people who sin against him. I want to honor him. I want to lead others in honoring him. That's what I take away today. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. Lord, I want to be dedicated to you. I want to honor you in my life today, to be holy before you and to lead others towards you. May you be pleased by my worship through my life today. In Jesus' name, amen.